Now, let's see here. Mrs. Jones, one can asparagus. And 20 cents for the Limburger cheese. Shucks, we ain't got no Limburger. Well, I'll just send her an ordinary cheese. She's got a cold. Won't be able to tell the difference, nohow. Well, what you got there?
I got some letters. Here, take them.
Well, open them. I'm busy putting up orders. Who's it from?
The Ortega Irrigation Company.
Ortega Irrigation Company? Wonder what they're sending us a letter for.
Tain't letters, just printing. Says they've quit selling ice and gone to raising rats.
It says what?
Says they've quit selling ice and gone to raising rats.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Don't say that. Go ahead and read it.
Well, that's what it says. Not ice. Raising rats, effective 1st of next month.
Rates. That's a notice they're going to raise rates. Let's see it anyhow.
Here you be. And here's the other letter, too.
That darn skin flint outfit. I'm glad I ain't a farmer and have to take from him.
Take rats from him?
No, water. Take water.
Why? Do they take water from the farmers?
No, of course not. Of course they don't.
Oh, the rats take the water from the farmers.
No.
The farmers take the water from the rats.
That ain't in it neither. The ratters take water from the farm. The fathers take... shut up, will you? You're always shooting off your mouth. The farmers take water from the irrigation company. Where do you figure the rats come in?
Through the back hole of the flour bin.
Oh, all is getting mixed up. Wonder what this other letter is.
Who's it from?
Well, wait a minute. Sort of funny name here at the top of the letter.
Is there a name at the top of the letter?
Yes.
The name's supposed to be at the bottom. You got it upside down.
No, I ain't got it upside down. I'm just trying to figure out the name here.
What's it say?
Nikolov Ivanich, late physical instructor to Grand Duke Boris.
What's it say he is?
Says he's late, inspector.
Well, some fellas is always late. What's he writing to us for?
Yeah, just a minute and I'll see. Monsieur.
Oh, yes, I see. He's a sewer inspector.
Yes. If you had to choose between your money or your life, which would you give up?
I'd give up my life.
No, you wouldn't. You'd give up your money.
No, sir. I'd give up my life. Because I'm saving my money from old age.
Well, you just wouldn't. Because it says here, well, you wouldn't right here. It says you would gladly give your whole fortune to save your life. Then why not give a few dollars to have a healthy life? For the small sum of $10, I can give you vim, vigor, and vitality. Think of that. I can add 8 inches to your chest.
8 inches of what?
Keep still, will you? I can take 10 inches off your stomach.
Hold on. There's something funny here.
How do you mean there's something funny?
Because there is. He says he takes 10 inches off your stomach and puts 8 inches on your chest, don't he?
Yes. What about it?
What's become of the other 2 inches?
Say that's right.
Yeah, I'll say it's right. Nobody can slicker me, Zeb, when it comes to figures. The dad darn thing's a fake.
Oh, it can't be a fake. They wouldn't let it come through the mail if it was a fake.
Well, there's something funny about it, just the same. It ain't regular.
Well, now, where'd I leave off? Oh, yes. I can add 2 full inches to your height. See? There's the other 2 inches. Fake. I can take puny, undersized men and transform them into stalwart athletes.
What kind of athletes?
Says stalwart. I will...
Now, what's a stalwart?
Oh, it's a wart you get from standing in a stall. Now keep your trap shut and let me read this, will you? I will give you the strength of a horse and an easy, graceful carriage.
Give us a horse and a carriage, huh?
That's what it says. And listen to this. I am only in your city for a few days. To take advantage of this offer, just fill out and mail the enclosed card. Well, I'll be darned. All we have to do to get a horse and carriage is to mail this here card.
Shucks. Just a dad darn fake, and I bet the horse ain't no good.
Oh, certainly it's good.
I bet it ain't. Says right here in the letter it's got stalwarts.
Well, what if it has? What if it has? Tain't costing us nothing, is it? And we get a graceful carriage besides, just for filling out and mailing this here postcard. Let me have your pencil there, will you?
Here you be. But you can fill it out yourself. I ain't going to sign my name to nothing.
Yeah, and you don't have to.
You ain't going to do
there.
It.
There. Now, you take it over to the post office and mail it.
Oh, shucks. Well, give me it. I'll take it over the next time I'm going by there.
You take it right now. The fella says he's only going to be in town a few days. If we don't get that card to him, he'll have all them horses passed out. And take some money and buy a stamp to put on the card.
I already got some stamps. I laid in a hull stock of twos when I heard the stamps was going up to 3 cents. See, I saved a little money that way.
Yes, well, all right. Get that card in the mail right off. And then turn right around and get back here. There's work to be done.
All right. I'll be back.
There now, let's see. Oh, yes, Miss Jones's order. 1 can asparagus. Yes, right here, that is. Dimes with a Limburger cheese. Mm-hmm. I'd better get that. Hello, Hector. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Say, where is Mr. Peters?
Yeah?
Yes?
He just left to go over to the post office just a second ago. It's when he didn't run into him. He ought to be back in a minute.
Well, I'm in a very great hurry, Mr. Winterbottom, yes. A very great hurry. So I'll just talk to you, and you can tell Mr. Peters.
Yes.
Mr. Winterbottom, I'm going to let you in on a big thing. A very big thing indeed, is it?
Yes.
It's just about the biggest thing you've ever seen in your whole life.
It is, eh? Well, what is it?
Yes, sir, it certainly is. In fact, it's tremendous. It's colossal. That's what it is, colossal.
Yes, but what is it?
It's going to revolutionize our whole conception of from the stern and rock-bound coast of New England to where the blue waters of the Pacific kiss the golden sands of California, and from the great roaring cities with their gilded cafes out into the open spaces where the sun is sinking and purple shadows are coming down the hillside.
Yes, but Dad, good.
And there's a little gray cottage, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
Just picture it, a little gray cottage with the honeysuckle... Yeah, it's swinging over the door.
Oh, but consignment, Hector, what is it? What is it?
What's what?
What you talking about? This here thing that's a darn big.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sure. You know, Mr. Winterbottom, you can always depend upon me to get rid, to get right at the root of the matter.
Mm.
You have what we call a keen analytical mind, you have. Mm. You possess that. Mm. So, as I was saying...
Yes, but you ain't told me what it is yet. What is it?
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Winterbottom, it's an invention.
An invention, yeah?
Yes. Sorry, an invention isn't. I've been working on it for years and years, ever since the Civil War.
What?
And last night...
Say, hold on there a second, working on it ever since the Civil War. Why, the Civil War took place 70 years ago.
What was that?
I said the Civil War took place 70 years ago.
Gosh sakes, how time flies. Yes, Mr. Winterbottom, I've given the best years of my life to this invention. I've sacrificed health, wealth, social position for it. I've labored by candlelight in a little dingy garret with nothing to chew on but a crust of bread.
You don't shave.
Give it up, Smith, my friend said to me. You can't do it. But I wouldn't give up. What cared I for their contemptuous remarks? What cared I for the sneers they let fall and the scoffs they dropped? It was nothing but a couple of scoff drops.
Yes, but wait.
I knew, Mr. Winterbottom, that the problem could be solved, and so I said to those skeptics, begone, avant.
Avant?
Yes, avant. Avant, the girl just like the girl at Mary, dear old...
Ding you, Hector. Have you gone crazy, or
wait,
what's the matter
wait,
with
don't
you?
Stop me now, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
This is the exciting part.
Yes.
Just at the time I was down to my last cent, mind you, and my last crust of bread, I got it.
Yes.
The answer to my question.
Yes.
I solved it, and here it is.
Yes.
Here it is, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, what is it?
The plans and specifications for the Hector Q. Smith Peerless Rainmaking Machine. Ta-da!
A rainmaking machine? You mean a machine for making it rain?
Yes, sir. That's it exactly. A machine for making it rain.
Well, I'll be swift.
Yes, sir.
You mean that contraption you got drew out there in that piece of paper will make it rain?
It certainly will.
Well, how does it work, Hector?
Well, look. You see, it's something like a cannon,
yes.
You see. Now you see this wheel?
Yes.
And this hopper?
Yes.
Well, you point the barrel of the cannon up at the sky.